James, a really big scoreline tonight. Pleased with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it could have... we didn't know what the scoreline would be in the end. You know, the main thing for us is that we started hard. You know, didn't take them lightly. Got the goals on the board, and then you know we tried a few things and switched a few things up. So you know, credit to them for working hard the whole game. I know they were short quite a few guys. It's nice to score the goals sometimes, but you know, they're not the most enjoyable games for players. You know, but it is what it is. You know, a few goals on the board. It's nice for the fans to see, and you know. As I said again, like credit to them for working hard, you know, against adversity.
Is it difficult to perform at your best when you're playing a team that's weakened like that, psychologically at least?
I mean, it was difficult at the start. I mean, we don't know a lot of their team and their players anyway, so you don't know what to expect. So I mean, we came out of the blocks hard. We had the right mental focus for the game, and you know, we executed everything we wanted to in the first period, and then after that, you know, the game's over, so it's hard after that to then keep motivating yourself. You don't want to rush into and put yourself and your body on the line and risk an injury when, you know, it's not necessary. So you know, we worked on a few things. We just tried to be smart with the puck and move the puck about nicely. There's some times where we could have shot, you know, when we tried to make the extra pass and stuff, but that's expected in games like this sometimes. We've just got to be, as long as we're disciplined and accountable when we're on the ice, you know, winning the game is the main thing. So hopefully, you know, the fans enjoyed the game and the goals we scored.
Are you expecting a more competitive game and away fixture tomorrow night? And perhaps, you know, they might have a few more of their more established players available?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that some of the more established players are going to be there. They're going to have a bigger squad, but you know, this game's done. You know, we prepare and recover ready for tomorrow the same as we always do after a Saturday, and we start the game like we did tonight, and then we assess the situation from there, see what needs to happen and see what needs to change. You know, after a game tonight and a long trip anyway, it's going to be a little bit more difficult starting, so we've got to make sure that mentally we're prepared and ready to go.
I mean, how pleased have you been with the start the team has had and your view of the standard of the league so far? Obviously not played everyone yet.
No, I haven't played everybody. And there's been some, you know, interesting results up and down the country. I'm pleased, obviously, with where we are, 100% in the league so far. I think looking at it from the outside, that's where we'd want to be. We've had a couple of tough games, but you know, we've played some obviously weaker opposition, and so we've executed well and we've been accountable in those games, tonight included. So you know, we can't complain about everything that's happened, but there's a lot of big games to come in both the league and both the cup competitions. So the league overall is a high standard, and we know even if we're playing teams perhaps with weaker ability or, you know, less players, that they're going to work hard and fight for everything. So it doesn't matter, even if you're playing a team that on paper is weaker, they're going to give you a tough time, and you've got to be, you know, going at it in order to make the game easier for yourself. So, you know, there's no let-ups. Every game we start focused and we start ready. We start with our game plan and we assess situations from there. But, you know, we made a good start, and there's a lot of hockey still to play, though.
I mean, talking about tough games, look ahead, but next weekend against Hull at home and then Sheffield away in the cup competition, that's going to be, you know, a different ball game altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's about us, you know, maintaining good habits and being smart with the puck this weekend, you know, because we've got a way that we want to play. And as you said, you know, quite rightly, next weekend is a massive weekend. We owe ourselves 2 points against Hull for the way we performed, especially at the start of the game last time up in Hull a few weeks ago. So you know, that's a massive game for us. We're looking ahead to it already, and we've got to be ready to go in that game and then pick ourselves up and recover again ready for the Sheffield game. Again, a team we haven't played again this year, and so we're not quite sure how they're going to be, but there's a lot of guys in that team that we're used to playing against, so we know that they're going to be up for the fight.
And your brother Luke, I think he scored at least a couple of goals tonight. must be pleased for him. And is it payback? You know, playing for Coventry Blaze against his old side, Sheffield Steelers.
I'm really pleased for him. I heard he got two goals. One was a penalty shot, I think, tonight in Sheffield. So I'm really pleased for him. Not as a in a funny sort of way, in terms of, you know, showing them, in a way, he's showing them what they missed, but you know, it's hockey's a business, and it's one of those things that happened. And you know, it's great for him to go up there in front of their fans and maybe get a couple of goals, and for them to see that as well. But I'm just pleased. He's doing really well. He's getting a lot of ice time. He's putting a lot of points on the board. He scored 5 against Sheffield now over 2 games. But I mean, no, I know one was a pre-season, but you know, he's doing really well. He's worked really hard for it, and you know, he's getting what he deserves.
Is his standard of play? I mean, has it really risen? Have you seen him play compared to what he was playing in the EPL when he was a star player in that league?
Yeah, I saw him during pre-season because they had a couple of pre-season games before we got going. So I went up and watched one of those games, and I saw a game when he played for GB at the end of last season. And yeah, the standard of play has risen. Obviously, he's playing in a professional team. He's used to playing in big games now and fighting for those trophies with 14 imports on the team and guys that are quality professional hockey players. So, you know, he's living that professional lifestyle. Of course, he's going to improve. He's bigger. He's stronger. His game's really developed over the last couple of years, and I think now he's been given the chance to do it offensively as well. He reads the game really well, so all credit to him. He's putting in the performances he deserves now.
I mean, you've played in Elite League. Are you glad that you've done it? You don't still have any ambition to play at that level?
Not where I am, not with my family and the job that I have. I made a decision quite a long time ago to focus on my career away from hockey as well as, you know, my hockey career. So I'm fortunate that I get to play for a really good club here, which is my hometown in Peterborough. I'm fortunate that I've got a really good job and a career that I really enjoy outside of hockey as well. Life's tough, difficult to balance sometimes with family, work and hockey, but you know, I'm going to do it for as long as I possibly can, and while I'm still enjoying it all, and at the minute I do, I still push myself to be as good as I can. Sometimes it's difficult when you're tired, you know, it's a different kind of lifestyle to what Luke, my brother, has, but you know, I'm always going to give everything to the cause because I love playing hockey, so...